Sometimes I'll just drink a plain milk tea.
Milk tea?
Yeah. Even the plain milk teas are decent.
I've never tried that milk teas.
Jeez, you're not living.
You want to look like Trump?
I want to look slightly tan. Not orange.
Or like...
In between Trump and Biden. Because one's, one's pasty as this.
He's about to die.
Yeah. Okay. He's white as his hair, I'm sure. Whiter than his underpants.
I don't even understand how he's running. He's senile. He's senile.
He should be in a retirement home, like yeah. Where they can watch, make sure he doesn't like...
All the presidential candidates are saying that. There's like, he doesn't have the ability to run. He's not running it, though. He's already...
I know that, because he can't even make a sentence. No. He's not even coherent. It should be illegal. It's just like, it's like a clown show. It's like a circus.
That's why they wanted him as president, so that...
They can just puppet him.
Puppet him, yeah. Trump would have taken the reins. I wasn't for Trump, but I like Kennedy a lot. I really like Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy?
I know he will kick ass. That's why they don't want him. Because he will actually tell the other agencies what to do. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. They don't want anybody telling them what to do. That's why they killed his dad and his uncle. Because he would tell them what to do.
He stepped out of that meeting and he realized they had been lying to him and trying to trick him. And he said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. And then... You know, for the next 1,000 days of his presidency, he was at war with his military and intelligence apparatus. They tried to get him to go into Laos. He said no. They tried to get him to go into Vietnam with combat troops. They said that we need 250,000 combat troops. He refused. Everybody around him wanted him to go into Vietnam. He heard that some of his Green Berets have been killed over there. And he said, I want a total casualty list from Vietnam. And his aide came to him and said, 75 Americans have died. And he said, that's too many. And he signed that day a national security order ordering all troops out of Vietnam, U.S. troops. The first 1,000 over the next month, and then the rest by the beginning of 1965. And then a month later, he was killed.
What do you think happens when you get into office? Like, if you're talking about your uncle who's assassinated, and you believe the intelligence agencies were a part of that, what happens to you?
Well, I got to be careful. I mean, I'm aware of that, and I'm not. You know, I'm aware of that danger, and I don't live in fear of it.
That's why they also hate Trump too, because he's not your typical.
Yeah, I would say if it wasn't for Biden, if it wasn't for Kennedy, Trump is definitely better. I mean, he's cognitive at least, you know. But yeah. Kennedy is actually, he's like royalty.
You know, those now YouTubers are sounding kind of weird now, because anything to get likes or views. Like the one guy that crashed his plane. Did you hear about that? He crashed his plane purposely. And he put it on YouTube. So he's in his plane, he's flying it, and I think he, you have to watch the video, but I think he faked it. And she says, oh my God, my plane's going down. And then he jumps out of his plane, and the actual plane, it's a real plane, it crashes. And then
into like the countryside or mountainside?
The mountainside, yeah. And then but the FAA saw the video and said, you can't do that. Like, you put people's lives at stake because the plane could hit somebody down there. You don't know what it's going to hit. Right. So they told him, you're banned. They took his license away.
A YouTuber had his pilot's license revoked for crashing a plane on purpose. Trevor Jacob is a snowboarder who represented the United States at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. He's got over 130,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel, where he posts his adventures.
I mean, that's crazy, the people things that people do. There's another one on YouTube where this woman is talking to her kid, and she's looking at her kid, and she's recording like this, right? But she's going to edit it. at home for views. Like, right. Why did you? That's so cold. Like, how do you fake your crying for your dog?
Right.
So
she made it up.
Like she made it up. The kid was really crying.
Right. Right.
But she didn't care. She's fake crying. Episode 5, guys. Oh, so I wasn't I didn't do an episode for a long time because I got a little bit sick. And it wasn't COVID. It was just congestion. I got congestion and it knocked me out. And so here in Houston, the pollen, there's a lot of pollen and it gets to me. So I wasn't able to do anything. And then I went on a trip to Colombia. And then that, you know, the planning and getting back and catching up and work and stuff like that. So that's why I was didn't do one for a while.
Yeah.
So
I'm not 100% sure, but I was thinking I possibly got the flu and COVID or two different strands of something. Took off one day, and then a few days later, I had to take off again because I was seeing stars.
Yeah?
So yeah, I was like, y'all going to have to bring me to the gate. Yeah, like drive me. I couldn't have even walked to my vehicle.
God. Oh, who were you telling that to?
Like just my coworkers.
And I went to Colombia, and I don't know if it was the altitude or what, but my congestion just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I had it for a day after I got there, and then after that it was gone.
So I was been watching Narcos, the Colombian one.
Oh, yeah?
And I know you just came back, and I was just kind of curious how did her people still feel, like, you know?
Yeah, about Pablo Escobar or the narcs? Or
what about Pablo?
And is that what they refer them to, as narcs? I don't think they refer to narcos.
Yeah.
Because of narcotics.
He was public enemy number one.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even care how many people got killed as long as they killed him because, you know.
Public enemy for who? The U.S. or Colombia?
Well, kind of both.
Because
mm-hmm. according to the shows, the DEA from the U.S.
Yeah.
Working with the Colombian government and army.
Yeah.
But there was breaking rules, laws, you know, crimes against humanity just to get him.
When I was there, like I would get in a taxi. And so the regular folk basically they brought him up. And we're talking about Pablo Escobar. And they mentioned, you know, that he was a hero. And I was like, really, Pablo Escobar, you know? And they're telling me, yeah, he's, you know, he helped a lot of people, you know? And I said, I thought he was a drug dealer. Like, and was he a bad guy? And it was like, yeah, there is that, you know, but he helped a lot of people. You know, he helped the poor.
Apparently he built schools and churches and gave money out a lot.
Yeah. And I got back and I started doing research on Pablo Escobar. And I learned that he would kill a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
So the families of these dead people got together and they created some kind of organization or group or gang to go after him, and you know, to because they wanted to kill him.
Well, he made a lot of enemies.
Yeah, he made a lot of enemies
along the way.
So the U.S. wanted to kill him, or whatever, you know, put arrest him or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that they worked, and they worked with Colombia. And probably, I was thinking, maybe Colombia, they was agreeable to working with him because he was affecting tourism, because it's dangerous when you have a drug dealer like that, you know, out there.
I don't think they had tourism back then.
No, they didn't have any tourism, no. They didn't.
It was actually one of the most dangerous places in the world.
Yeah, but they do now.
Yes, yes.
So I was thinking, maybe that's why. Maybe there was some sort of agreement. You get rid of him, we'll cooperate with you on tourism, because U.S., tourism has always been a big draw, you know, around the world.
Right.
China, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Latin America, whether it's to Latin America, Canada. So I don't know if there was an agreement, or maybe Colombia just thought of it on their own and said, hey, you know, maybe if we get rid of this guy, we can work. If we work with them to get rid of this guy, we can have tourism. We can work with the U.S. and have some kind of build a relationship. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking after I saw that YouTube documentary.
And I had seen another YouTube documentary that they had, like, the driver was actually worked for Pablo at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought him to a little shop and had like murals of him on the wall, like they were celebrating him.
Uh-huh. The driver brought Pablo?
No, the taxi driver uh-huh. brought a tourist, a YouTuber, to this like little, it's kind of almost like a museum or a cafe or,
yeah.
I just had murals on the wall and different pictures. Yeah. And, yeah.
They revered him.
Yes. So yeah. they spoke like everyone in that episode.
Yeah. Isn't that yeah. something? How the, I was totally surprised that people actually, you know, looked up to him like that when I was out there. And now you're telling me about this documentary.
Right.
I didn't expect that. But he's got some fans. But those fans weren't hurt by him.
Right.
So does that make him a good person? What do you think? Does that make him, he helped all these poor people, but then he was killing a whole bunch of other people.
I think initially he started out as not a bad guy, mm-hmm. just selling, he was still selling drugs, but
I don't know if that makes you a bad guy, though. He
was the worst guy.
Yeah.
But then he got put in position, like he made a lot of enemies, and mm-hmm. he was getting a lot of revenge on people.
Yeah.
And then he just started blowing up, you know, buses or, you know, jeez. Schools were affected, this yeah. and that.
So I think would you say we'd be in agreement that he was not a good guy? If you kill people like that and you're helping other people, you're still a bad guy. Can you be both?
I don't think he ended up being a good guy.
Yeah. What do you think? Can people be both a good guy and a bad guy, or is it you're one or the other?
Yeah, I believe you can be both.
Really?
I don't think he was.
you think he was just a bad guy?
I believe the bad acts exceeded the good acts.
Okay.
So, especially towards the end.
That, you know, that's a really interesting topic, because just that in itself, aside from Pablo Escobar, but when you apply that, the bad, you know, what makes a person a good person, a bad person? So you're saying he's a bad person because the bad exceeded the good. But what if somebody does something bad once, but they're good? Like a priest. Remember the Catholic priests? They're good,
right.
but they raped a kid.
Right.
You know, is would
yeah.
And then now they're bad.
I think the extent of, you know, the bombings, which affected like hundreds, and then he put out a lot of hits for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were like, I don't know if it's in the thousands, maybe.
It killed a lot of people.
Like I said, I think he wasn't the worst person uh-huh. initially.
Yeah.
But then, especially towards the end, it was just, you know, the body count just got too
money
high.
Does that to some people. And that's what money
and power.
Money
yeah.
did that to him. So first it was just about drugs, maybe.
Yeah.
And then
I think it was more the power he had.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made enemies with other cartels, and other cartels yeah. wanted him, you know,
they wanted done. To kill him. Yeah. But let's talk about that, good versus bad. What about a priest? A priest, he, whole life, he's preaching, right? He's a
mm-hmm,
good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he rapes a kid. In my opinion, he's bad. There is no good. Doesn't matter if he donates. That's my opinion. He could raise $1 million for the church,
yeah.
help a whole bunch of poor. He raped a kid. He's a bad guy. Doesn't that one deed, even if it was just once.
Mm. That's a little tough.
So... But you're saying there's a, well, with Pablo Escobar anyway, I know it's a different topic, you know, drugs and killing adults, that we know of. Like a kid, they grow up,
right?
They're messed up in the head, and that some of these kids commit suicide, or they go into drugs, or, excuse me, they actually, if you heard that, they actually become prostitutes, or they have different sexual proclivities
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it definitely changes them.
Yeah, or it's a and they die. So, for me, it's a little bit more black and white.
Yeah, I imagine sometimes you do something and there's really, it's hard to, you know, make yeah. that okay. You can never really make it okay.
Or, yeah,
I don't know if you can ever make yourself, like you're saying, good again.
That's I think that's a good, another good. Another element of that topic, like as long as you did it and you haven't, you're not remorseful, you're a bad guy. Like the priest raped a kid,
right?
He's a bad guy.
Consistently
But if he does it again, he's a bad guy. Or even if he stopped, but he doesn't really care about it, it doesn't right. affect him, I still think he's a bad guy. But if he was remorseful and he stops, like, God, I can't believe I did this. I'm a bad person. And that's fine. He can probably be a good guy now, but it's not like anybody. In that documentary, they said he was making $60 million a day.
A day?
A day.
I think they inflate that number a lot.
You think so? You don't think he was making $21.9 billion a year? That's what the...
Yeah, maybe... It's hard to say.
More or less.
It's hard to say. I know in general, they always want to take credit. I don't know why he didn't buy or just, buy banks.
It's actually a good idea. We're done. We're going to go into the drug business.
Like, why didn't he just start
a bank?
First Bank of Antioquia, right?
Yeah. State? He could have started a bank, and then he doesn't have to worry about laundering it because he owns the bank.
Right.
Wow.
I don't know why I didn't. They thought of most of everything else.
Yeah.
Except for that one key.
Were you a drug dealer in a past life or something?
Oh, no, just a lot of narcos.
Yeah.
Every now and then a good idea comes into my head.
Maybe there's something we're not thinking of why that wouldn't work. But to me, that sounds like that's actually a pretty good idea because then you
someone has to start a bank.
Right. Because, you have to go to a bank to clean it, right? To launder it.
Yeah.
Or I guess that's how it's done. So, but if you own the bank, you don't have to ask anybody. You own the bank. You can say, I'm going to do it. I want to clean it the way I want to, and nobody's going to check my books or whatever.
Right.
Are drug dealers bad people? Does being a drug dealer make you a bad person? Because I think you had made a comment earlier, something alluded to that.
As long as they're not forcing you or tricking you, they're just supplying you with something that's already in demand for.
That's already in demand, and maybe it depends on what type of drug, too. Because if it is a dangerous drug... actually a dangerous drug, then, and it's hurting people, then maybe you could be considered a bad person. But, like, look at marijuana. They called them bad people, and now marijuana is becoming legal.
It's legal all over.
Right. It's legal in Amsterdam, Holland.
There's vending machines in foreign countries.
Really? What country? Have you seen them?
Yes. Italy and Croatia, too, I think.
Really? God.
Anyone could just swipe a credit card or whatever,
and you just pull it. Was it like a joint in there?
It's different types.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jeez, like gummies.
Different, all different.
Because types. they have that kind of stuff in Colorado.
They have the flowers, but in a vending machine.
Really? I saw one on the news where it was completely destroyed and empty. Was that you? Where? Now it's legal, right? But only 10 years ago. If you were sold marijuana, even less, maybe, you were a bad person because you sold it. So it had a lot of medicinal properties, right? Pharmaceutical companies didn't like that.
Well, it's definitely healthier than alcohol.
Oh, yeah. We should be smoking weed right now.
Back when COVID, it was one of the few places that never closed down.
Alcohol stores?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? They're essential business.
Essential business.
Yes. Because, people were reaching to such high stress levels being trapped in, so they let them go buy beer at the liquor store or liquor.
Right.
So,
Those never closed.
I remember that. And weren't gun stores also essential businesses?
Possibly. I don't know if they closed either.
I don't remember about gun stores. I'd have to look that up. You know, all these people were arrested for selling pot, and they were labeled as bad people, as criminals. They went to jail. They did time. Their future was ruined, and now it's legal.
Yeah.
And now it's a billion-dollar industry now.
Yeah.
So who defined good and bad? Like, who made that definition? Right. I mean,
it's always been about taxing.
Taxing? They couldn't tax it back then?
They said they couldn't.
Yeah.
But they are now.
They're taxing it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so... who defines good and bad can come into question. Obviously, whoever defined it before as good and bad, or I shouldn't say obviously, but it'd probably be debatable that those people didn't do a good job of defining good and bad.
Well, there's still dry counties across the U.S. Mm-hmm. Dry counties as far as liquor.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's not really legal. It's not legal everywhere. Yeah. And it's only legal between certain hours of the day.
Yeah. That's a good point. Now, because you said marijuana is less harmful to you than alcohol, right? Right. And that's true, because there's this doctor on the internet. I follow him, and he's it's a really awesome show. He says that alcohol is a toxin. It's a poison.
Yes. Yes.
You're actually drinking a poison.
Yeah, literally.
It's literally. And it's not, it wasn't an exaggerative term. And I forgot which term he used, whether it was a poison or a toxin. I think he said toxin.
The key thing to understand here is that when you ingest alcohol, you are, yes, ingesting a poison, and that poison is converted into an even worse poison in your body. It is the poison, the acetaldehyde itself, that leads to the effect of being inebriated or drunk. I think most people don't realize that being drunk is actually a poison-induced disruption in the way that your neural circuits work.
And that could bring up another debate. So marijuana is less bad for you than alcohol. So yeah. Does that make the people who manufacture these alcohol bad people? So because, and who is defining that?
And
now?
It's something just grown. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like coca leaves that are mm-hmm. grown, but then they add a bunch of chemicals,
right,
and concentrate it. This is mm-hmm. just grown.
And, from the earth.
Yeah.
It's something from the earth.
Grown yeah. and picked and dried up and rolled.
Yeah.
I wish I could boycott. I wish me and a lot of people would boycott traveling on flying.
Boycott flying altogether.
Flying.
Because of the TSA.
Because of the TSA.
And that's because, and that's something that we missed is that the Mike Tyson, so you boycotted Hulu. Because by canceling your subscription, because you didn't like how they kind of did him wrong.
They went around him. Yeah.
And they interviewed his friends and told them they were authorized. And then Mike said, "I never authorized it." Right. So they lied. Lied to his friends.
You heard they lied to. Yeah. His, they told him that. Yeah. He had so.
Yeah. So that's okay. So that's good. I mean, so you stood up for something that meant something to you.
Yeah, because he was a, you know, childhood legend, still is a legend to most people.
Yeah.
I believe they're unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I believe they're not polite, mm-hmm. generally.
Yeah. Oh, they're rude. And that's what
very
I was,
rude.
Yeah, like I was in line, and it's just a coincidence that you bring that up, you know, about TSA, because I went on this trip to Colombia, and there was that woman there in line, and she was observing how they were treating people, and she says they're so rude to us.
Yeah,
like we're a nuisance. Like we are bothering them.
Right.
When we pay them, you know, we with our taxes, because that's a government agency.
What TSA. I don't understand is why do sometimes everything stays in the bag, mm-hmm. and shoes stay on your feet, belt stays on, everything stays on. Other times they want you to take everything off, shoes off. But it's like recently, keep everything, keep your shoes on, keep your belt on, keep your computer in your bag, because typically it's outside the bag. So I'm just saying, like, why is it sometimes this way, other times it's not?
Inconsistent. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, what's also inconsistent is the wait time. Sometimes you, like, fly right through it, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, like, it could be an hour.
Yeah, the wait time.
Because of TSA and going through all this.
Yeah. And I don't know that it's doing anything, making the flight safer.
I don't think so either.
Making the flight safer.
Because whenever I travel on a bus or a train, which is also, you know, 60 to 100 plus people, same amount of people with potential loss of life.
Yeah.
You just buy a ticket 20 minutes before and hop on the train.
Yeah. Jeez. And I have never ridden on a train, so I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I've been on a bus. But yeah, you go on there and you just go real quick.
Rode the train all through Italy.
Really?
And the bus through Croatia into Hungary.
Yeah. And then, like you said, there's a lot of cars with the potential to hold a lot of people.
Buses
in those cars. And the trains.
The trains are going, the one I took was about 180 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So it's hauling ass.
It's going fast.
I just don't understand what's in, like, you know, the bomb water, you know.
Mm-hmm. The what?
I call it bomb water.
Bomb water? You mean
there's a comedian that did a whole bit on bomb water. You can't bring over 3 ounces of any liquid. You
know? Oh, okay.
Like, what's the deal with that? But you can bring as many, like, separate containers.
Yeah. You can have, like, a
whole
100.
Don't they know that, you know, like, 3 ounces so many times equals the same amount as 1 20-ounce?
Yeah. You add it all up.
Right.
So they...
Comical how stupid it is.
I know. So he calls it bomb water?
I think it was Michael Shea. Very funny.
Which with
comedian.
The bomb water.
You can't bring the bottled water, sir. Why not? It's not bomb water. What if I sip the water to show you that it's not bomb water? Well, what if it's sippable bomb water? That's no such thing as sippable bomb water. You're being silly right now, man. That's no such thing as bomb water.
Braveheart, that guy, what was his name? Jim Wallace or something? He was in a...
Matthew Wallace? Jim something Wallace?
Mike, I don't remember.
Oh, shoot.
Wow. Wallace!